Hello and welcome back to the boys cast, the only podcast that your band director will listen to 7 times and not get mad at you. I'm one of your hosts, Will or Jaren. We have Sky.
Sawdade.
We have Nexus or Alex.
Hi, I'm the retard.
And then we have Logan.
Fucking God. What? Where is?
Holy shit, Sky.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And we have an interesting story today that happened about a year ago. I'd say, right, Alex? About a year ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's being retarded.
Like always.
Alex, how about you start it off with whatever happened leading up to it?
Well, you know. That was retarded. I started by... I guess it started during that one football practice, you know, mm-hmm. I started having some severe stomach pains. I complained to coach and he was like, yeah, no, shut the flumper up. And
flumper.
He kept me going and I was actually dying. That was a really bad pain.
I specifically remember one practice we were doing Wednesday 120s, which is where you run up and down the field a bunch of times. Yeah. And Alex was next to me and I knew he wasn't feeling good. And they were pushing him, and I said, dude, you need to stop. You need to go home. And they wouldn't let him, and I looked over coach and said, he has a problem. He needs to stop, and they wouldn't let him.
Yeah.
And that really made me mad.
Yeah, coach, he actually pissed me off because he made fun of me. He would keep saying, oh, yeah, you look at Alex over there taking a break. I'm like, boyo.
Yeah, it was not good. That is probably the worst condition I've ever seen Alex in football. He was, I was mad because they wouldn't let him go home, and it was making him worse, which is part of the blame I have for what happened to Alex. All right, continue on.
Well, you know, after that practice, I think I kept missing a bunch of practice as I would go into the weight room or the locker room and be like, hey, coach, I'm not feeling good. And it was, what's his name, Coach Cole? Yeah. He was like, yeah, you should go home since you're not feeling good. I was like, thank God, because every time I saw Patterson, I'd actually run away. I was like, oh no, he's coming. Because I knew he wasn't going to let me go. But, you know, I was, I think the first time I went to the hospital was when I saw, or not saw, but I was at the eye doctor. And I started having real bad pains, like enough to make me collapse on the ground. And so, you know, coming back, we were next to JMH, and I, you know, was dead. So my mom was like, "You know what? You're going to the hospital. You can't be alive.
Yeah. I just can't.
I just can't.
I just can't. I just can't."
So why were you at the eye doctor?
I get my eyes fucking checked.
No, I thought you were examining your toes.
Okay, well, I got to the hospital and they were like, you know what? You're retarded. There's nothing wrong with you. I was like, what? But, yeah, I went home, or, you know, I went home, did my thing. Did all the thingies that people do at my age.
Beat your meat.
Pretty much. That's the basis of 15-year-olds at home. Go home.
Not gonna lie, that actually really helps with the pain.
Beat your meat, play games, beat your meat, go to bed.
Can we all be honest, when you do that and you're in pain, it really helps, honestly.
It does, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it releases dopamine in your head. Which
you're down with like a horrible cold and you just like...
Pop a fat nut, you feel like you're not sick anymore.
Well, no, you're still sick, you still feel like garbage, but you feel like less
Yeah, it releases dopamine, which makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah. What he said.
Keep going, you faggot.
So,
oh my God,
I went home and, you know, slept like everyone does at night. Well, except for us.
Exactly.
And the next day, I woke up and I was having, you know, some pains like normal. And after I had gotten ready to go to school, I kind of, you know, collapsed again in pain. I was dead. I was die.
Oh yeah, I remember that because I asked your brother where you were and. He said he went to the hospital. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his mom came. She got off work and took me.
Yeah.
She kind of just, she didn't even say anything. She just left work and was like, you know, I'm taking.
Yeah, I specifically remember people were talking about it that you kind of fell, and like had to leave.
Yeah.
Not fun times.
And yet again, they said there was nothing. They just thought it was stress, you know.
Stress. Yeah. Yeah. I could see why. Yeah, because
I mean, stress does cause a bunch of endogastric problems, I think is what it's called. You know, I can't. Oh. Fuck. I can't remember now. Where was I at?
You left school and went to the hospital and they said there's nothing wrong with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got there, nothing wrong, so they sent me home again.
Short-term memory loss?
I am no memory of stroke. but I got home, and Mom just kind of, you know, let me stay out. I think I stayed out
probably a good 4 days.
I can't remember how long. No, actually, I missed that day and the next day, and then I went back again. And then, you know, I was at school, and I had bad problems. I got home again. And hold on, let me think. It was on a really rainy day because I got home and I, you know, collapsed again on the recliner and they
meet again.
That was when, you know, Shane, right?
Yeah, the one with the heart failure.
Well, the one that is, you know, no longer our friend and we took his car. Well, it was our car, but you know. Yeah, we'll go into depth with that later. But he has bypass where he has that heart problem. He can just go into the emergency room and get a room immediately. And he used that on me, and that was when they actually were like, you know what, you need to get that thing. You know,
you need to get that checked out, man.
Actually, wait, no, I was wrong. That time they still didn't do anything. It was the next time when I went to JMH again. They sent me to Roanoke. Well,
it's just garbage.
Yeah, fucking doctors, dude.
Yeah, screw doctors, man.
Now, yeah, sure, yeah, okay. Well, I arrived at Roanoke. And they have, it's great up there. They have fucking Xbox, everything. You can mess around with your bed and shit. Yeah, I played Xbox every day.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I
played Fallout 3.
Really?
Yeah, they had Fallout 3. I was like, let's go, boy.
I bet that was fantastic.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was.
I'm not dying. I'm just gonna play Fallout 3. You know.
Yep. Well, I couldn't feel the pain anymore because when I was up there, they started pitting nutrients into me and started pitting me on
keto,
morphine, and stuff
you
like that.
You lucky son of a gun.
When morphine goes into me, I get knocked out within like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
I'm very susceptible to drugs.
Don't do drugs, kids, unless you're 18 or older.
You're right.
Or me.
What? Still illegal. It doesn't matter if you're 18.
Yeah.
But yeah, at that point, you're an adult. You can make your own decisions.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Fair point.
Because if you're under the age of 18, you can't make decisions on your own.
We're going to skip a lot of this because nothing really interesting happened during all this.
I don't care.
What the next thing that happened that was really interesting was when they, you know, discharged me from Roanoke.
Oh, my God, yeah.
They didn't know what to do. They just kind of said, let's hold him for a few days and see if he gets any better. Well, as I was getting discharged, I was throwing up bile, you know, that stuff that goes into your poop.
Shit.
I was throwing that up. Cute. I had a fever of 102. And the doctor still said, meh, take him home.
He's a volcano spewing human waste.
Actually, because the whole ride there, I was throwing up bile.
Ugh.
And then when I got home, it was really late when I got home. I got home and I felt every
stroke out.
I did.
When I got home.
Every hour I would throw up bile. It was not fun.
I
had
bet.
To do that for a good six or seven times. And, you know, Mom was like, you know, we're taking you to stroke again. We're taking you to JMH again.
Yeah, they do really good. Yeah.
Yeah, this gingerhead boy, my doctor, he was a gingerhead.
I thought you were going to talk about me. I was like, what did I do?
No, he actually knew what he was doing. He was like, yeah, I think you might have some problems with your intestines.
No, duh.
I know. And he was like, you know what, we're taking you to Roanoke again because we can't do anything here because they wanted to give me a CT scan to look at it.
What, a CT scan?
God, I had like 10 CT scans. One CT scan is equal to like 300 chest scans.
Jesus.
So I had a lot of radiation pumped into my body throughout this time.
You're the Hulk.
Radical. Radical.
But, you know, I got there and they actually did the CT and were like, holy shit, your small intestines are closed.
Oh my
no
God.
Fucking dirt.
Your small intestines are closed.
Wait, were you able to poop through any of this time?
No, yeah, you can't. I throw up it.
Really?
Yeah,
I threw up shit.
You threw up your feces?
Yep.
I'll bet that tasted fantastic.
Well, here's a new meaning.
What my feces that was inside my small intestines until the closed up. Then I just
did they have to like extract that?
No.
Did you have a colostomy bag?
Actually, no, wait. No, I'm wrong. They had to give me a nasogastric tube, which goes down your nose into your stomach and sucks
out. Oh!
Yeah.
No!
Are
you awake?
Well, the thing was, the first time they did it, they fucked up because they tried to do it while I was asleep and it folded up 3 times in my throat. And
oh my God.
Oh my.
And then when I was awake, they did it. I swallowed it down and just easy. I was like, what the fuck? Why couldn't you have done that in the first place? Because I had a panic attack. My heart rate was at like almost, I think it was going up to like 160s.
Let's not joke about heart rates.
Mr. Blood Pressure here. What's going on?
What Alex was going through brings a whole new meaning to the word ass face.
Oh my God!
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Good. What's good.
That was good. That was slicker than shit.
Oh,
buddy.
Slicker than shit. Oh,
Alex's mouth was slicker than shit.
You're right. Shit.
Continue.
What did I leave off with? Gotta have short-term memory loss.
Freaking Dory.
You were pooping out of your mouth via a tube going through your nose and into your stomach.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they actually started planning surgery because they...
What did they diagnose you with?
Well, not really surgery. Okay. It was duodenitis. It's when your entry to your small intestine...
Didn't you have gastritis, though?
I had a lot of stuff. I had pancreatitis. I had my liver was inflamed. My gallbladder was inflamed. My kidneys were inflamed.
You were just a fat beach ball.
My body was actually failing. I was like dying pretty
much. You were about to die.
No, yeah. I wasn't. They were able to keep me, you know, alive. Obviously,
barely. Yeah.
No, not barely. I was fine. They just needed to figure out how to fix it. But that's the thing. They were going to go in with a biopsy. Go in with a little thing, scrape the wall of my stomach, and get, you know, tested and all that stuff. Well, when they did that, it bled into the inner wall of my small intestine.
Yeah, because they're retarded. They cut him.
I had three Coke cans full of blood. 750 milliliters.
Right.
Which is a lot.
Because they're retarded.
Pretty much. The doctor that did the surgery, he didn't see me ever again.
Thank God.
He was like, you know what? I'm not facing this boy.
I just can't.
I just can't.
He was some Indian guy, and they said he was the best gastric surgery guy in the East Coast. Yeah, right.
700 milliliters of blood, please. Ugh.
Vampire take
another successful surgery.
Vampire Diaries Part 3.
99% casualty rate. Success.
Hey, that one guy lived. Successful.
Yeah, I'm a successful surgeon. I only killed, you know, 100 out of my 101 patients.
Hot. Continue.
You were at the Indian doctor.
I know where I was. They fucked up. I got blood in me, blah, blah, blah. They had to wait, like...
Don't blah, blah, blah this shit. Go into detail.
They had to wait 2 weeks for the blood to, you know, because when you get bruised, that's your blood clotting. They had to wait for it to unclot to get liquid again. And they went in with a... Fuck, what's it called?
Endoscopy?
No, it wasn't actually, no, it wasn't. Was it? No, it wasn't endoscopy. I don't think. Yeah, it might have been.
Yeah.
But they cut in with a camera, cut in with some scalpel, and cut in with a sucker. Sucker. What the fuck? What did you... Flinger sheet.
Flinger sheet.
Oh, man, okay. They went in with a lollipop. Sorry, what?
What? They went in with a lollicon?
Go to jail. Hey.
Will, I mean, Alex, where are you, buddy?
Huh?
Continue on, dude.
Shit. They waited that time. They did the bunch of CT scans to see how to do. And they went in. Fuck. The medicine they give you before anesthesia almost knocked me completely out. So when I was on the table, you know how they make you count for anesthesia?
Yep. I do know that, yes.
I went 1, 2, and just died.
That's me in math class. Two. Every time she asks me a question.
But they suck the blood out like the vampires, and you know that was done, and
you retard. That was
Windows XP stopped to work. Fuck. Where do I couldn't. Keep in mind they had to keep pumping with me with nutrients. I could not eat for like 3 weeks. It was not fun.
I bet.
Having to not be able to eat for 3 weeks, it was a pain. You're
talking to water vegans, man, we know.
Yeah. My throat. Anyways, they did the thing. They helped me with the recov.
The surgery?
Actually, they had to keep doing a bunch of GI tests. Why?
Okay. Wait, so during this time, had I seen you before the surgery or after?
You saw me
before?
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I found out Alex was in like the condition he was, because you were dating Stacy at the time, weren't you?
Yeah.
I said, "Yo, where's Alex?" And she said, "He's in the hospital." And I literally went to the bathroom because I was crying, because I thought he was gonna die.
Shit.
Like, no, I girl. Kid you not, I did. And I came back and I went to Coach Patterson's office and said, "Hey, I'm not gonna be at practice. I'm going to see Alex," which there really was no reason for me to not go to practice. I mean, yeah. I played the next game and I skipped the practice to go home. I didn't really do anything. I just went home. Yeah. And then Saturday, me and my dad got up and we went to Roanoke, which is like a 2-hour drive. And we went and we saw Alex. I surprised you, didn't I? Because I told your brother, I said, "Yo, I'm going to try to surprise Alex." And God, Logan, I can't.
I had that image up this entire time you were talking and just analyzing it. Because I can't tell if that's a guy or a girl.
They're both.
The big one? I just can't tell.
That's a girl.
Yeah, it is.
It looks so much like a guy.
I know.
It's a girl.
But I surprised him, and we came in, and your grandmother was in there, and my dad was in there, so we couldn't really
cuss. Yeah, they talked for fucking ever.
Yeah, and me and Alex, I think we just sat there just watching memes.
Oh, yeah, we just sat there and watched funny videos the entire time.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Tell them about the kid across the hallway from
me. Shit, I don't even know in detail what happened to me. It was just some kid. Some kid just went across, you know, they were normal. And then all of a sudden, the next, like, day or two, they started wearing those fucking hazmat suits. I was like, "Ooh, Holocaust!" And fucking...
Wait, what does Holocaust have to do with hazmat?
Wait,
suits?
Did I? Oh, I said Holocaust.
What'd you mean to say? Ebola? Did you mean to say Ebola?
Said Holocaust.
I'm sorry, I had Jews on my mind. Yeah, I meant to say Ebola. Oh my god! I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was thinking about the thing in French where we're talking about Jews. Holocaust equal Ebola. That's what Hitler said.
Okay, this is a podcast?
This podcast is not being accepted.
Probably not.
guys, come on.
Yeah, the guy across the hall was, that was pretty weird.
He was down with the sickness.
Yeah. I don't know, but, you know, the next few days he got discharged, and, well, they stopped wearing the suits, and then they discharged him.
Didn't he keep coming out of his room, and, like, an alarm would go off, and they chase him down?
I think it happened once or twice, but he would just get up and just start walking the halls and crap. I was like, oh, what are you doing?
He had the face of that guy in the photo.
Also, I was not able to walk during any of this time. I pretty much felt like I was Jell-O. I had to constantly have people carry me.
Yeah, you lost a lot of weight too. Like
I went from 220 to 180.
Right. Yeah, I have photos, which I can't show you guys. Obviously, it's a podcast. Of Alex the week we took football photos and in the hospital, you could see his cheekbones like clearly. Yeah. And in the football photo, you could not at all.
I actually had, like, I was almost like Bryce when, you know, with my belly. I was really close to getting to Bryce.
So, explain what happened after the surgery.
Well, they ran another few CT scans and those GI tests where you have to drink that liquid. Dang it. You have to drink that liquid to see if it goes down all the way.
Yeah.
That was not fun because they had to literally... They pit me, strap me on the table, and flip me upside down. It was...
Oh, I've done that! That was so fun!
Wait, what? I have not done that experience.
I did that such a long time ago, though. I was in kindergarten when I did that.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like Darth Vader. It was fantastic.
Wait, what? Explain this process.
Special child? You're retarded. God!
Explain this whole thing to me. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I'm sorry. I just... I kind of attacked you there.
Explain.
I did. I felt like Darth Vader.
No, you just felt like that one autistic child.
Okay.
Can we move on?
You ingest some substance, and then they put you on a table. I don't know how it works.
It's a nasty substance, too. It's chalky. It was very chalky. It was a bland taste, I guess.
Okay, what else? What happened? Like, what all happened?
What do you mean?
After the surgery.
They did that, and... I stayed for another like week to make sure that everything was okay, and you know I kept playing Xbox and shit with my brother, and I actually was able to eat again, and I was fucking giggling.
Logan.
God damn it, Logan.
Professionalism.
Yeah,
mute yourself, please.
I God, now I'm lost. Shit.
You're playing Xbox with your brother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had to take out that pick line. I don't know if I showed you guys the scar, but pick line where they pit it into your arm, take it all the way to the biggest vein that leads to your heart.
Yeah, my mom had a pick line.
Yeah, and that was really weird to take out. And then they had to take the nasogastric. That was awesome.
I remember.
It felt so weird coming all the way up, and it had so much mucus on it. It was beautiful. It felt so relieving.
I remember seeing that inside of you. It was weird.
Yeah, because it would suck out that green shit.
Uh-huh, I remember seeing it too.
That was bile.
Yeah, bile's green. Ugh.
So, yeah, when did you get home? Like, what all happened when you were going home?
Oh, shit. I was going home, and Mom was like, now that you can eat, I was like, you know what? Let's go to Taco Bell. And I ate so much, dude. I ate a Nacho Bel Grande, like three quesaritos, steak quesaritos, and like a quesadilla. I was like,
Jesus Christ.
It was so great, though. Now, like, and ever since then, I've been eating, and now I'm a fucking stretchy potato.
Same. Same.
Yeah, hey, don't get fucking defensive. Same.
Yeah, how long did you stay home after you, school? After you got home from the hospital?
I stayed. Mom, let me stay Friday, Monday, and Tuesday, I think. Like 3 days.
But then you kept going back home, right?
What?
You kept leaving school because your stomach was hurting, right?
I missed a good, like, another 10 days because my stomach, because it just kept cramping here and there, but that was just...
Were you charged with, what's that word called? It's like chronic absence, but, like, the police get involved.
Oh, that thing, yeah, that thing's retarded.
Treason.
Truancy,
that's the word.
Yeah, I was still making, like, actually, I was surprised that 250 question test that they gave me in French, I passed with a 93. So I made an A on that somehow.
What?
And I had all A's. I had all A's last year.
What?
I can't even pass Spanish 1.
Here I am sitting at all A's and B's, and this nibba hasn't even been in school in like ages, and he gets all A's. You know, no deal.
I missed 3 weeks, which they excused, so 21 days, and I missed another 20 days.
Oof, that's hard.
Were those excused?
They excused. I mean,
like all of yours were excused.
A child dying in fucking hospital. Yeah, and we're not gonna excuse your absence.
I mean, we can continue this on to my story of the hospitals. My body, because this happened right after Alex had gone out.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna lie, that also made me cry. So we cried. We're pussies.
So
fuck.
I played the next game, which was, I don't remember who we played. This was in football, but Alex wasn't there. Then homecoming came around, which this kind of leads up to some of the things that are wrong with me now, health wise.
Last year was so bad.
50-0. 57-0. Stop it. God, is that the grudge?
I don't know.
So
they added to Overwatch. Okay.
Homecoming came around, and I was starting varsity. I'd worked really hard to start varsity. Alex would have started varsity, but God said no, and then his stomach died.
pretty much.
So I had taken the spot of a senior, actually, as nose guard, which is right in front of the center, if you know anything about football. And we were losing pretty bad. I was doing okay. I already had 2 sacks and a couple other tackles. Well, first quarter comes around, and... Well, hold on. Let me tell you my plans for that night. My plans were, after the game, I was going to ask this girl out to the dance. And we're going to go to the dance. I had brought clothes
and
in.
She said yes, you were going to beat your meat.
Sadly, since this happened, she hasn't actually talked to me since.
Who was it?
Emma. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. And, so, first quarter comes around, and this big, big hunk of meat is number, like, 71, I think. He's 6'3", 300 pounds. Right, because I went back and looked at their roster. This is the guy that hit me first. He hits me and then trips over my body that's on the ground and falls belly side on my head. Right? So, like, my head gets bent sideways.
Oh, my God.
And I almost couldn't get up. He's like, hey, you need help up, man. I was like, no, I'm fine. Halftime comes around, and I took my helmet off, and I couldn't move my head at all. Like, it was stern, straight forward. Would not move. If I tried, I almost scrimmed. I remember Alex was sitting there. I was like, dude, I can't move my neck. I don't remember what
you
said.
Yeah, because I remember going in there. I was like, yeah, honestly, I don't think you should play more. Because you were in a lot of pain. Your neck was really fucked up. I was like, you know what? I honestly don't think you should play this second half. But you were like, no, I got it. I'm fine.
My thing is, it works for everything apparently for me. if I cover it up and don't look at it, I don't feel the pain. It's there. I just don't think about it. I don't feel it. So, like, even in a game before then, this guy had stepped on my hand and, like, almost split my knuckle is what it felt like. I just wrapped it up and went on, didn't think about it. Well, second half comes around, and I put my helmet on, and I stopped thinking about how screwed up my neck is, really. And I played second half, I didn't think about it too much. Well, third quarter comes around, And I believe I've been smoking too much. I'm sorry.
You're fucking dying already.
You're dying again. I remember, I think it was on the 75-yard line. Wait. There's not a 75-yard line. 25-yard line, my bad. And, or near there, somewhere.
Oh, I knew this. I remember this specifically. This, I think I know what you're talking about. I know it exactly because I watched it.
It was a pass play, I believe, and I was in the backfield. I missed the quarterback, and this runt, not a runt, this big dude comes up and hits me from behind.
God, you fucking, when we looked at the film again, you flipped. You literally flipped and landed right on your head.
Yeah, and I believe if Jake told me right, someone else hit me in the front, which is what made me flip. Yep.
So I landed. You flipped and your neck landed, and you know how they land and it goes into their body?
Yeah.
Right? That's what happened to you.
When I landed, that happened, but it also crooked my neck, and when I hit the ground, apparently I hit it so hard that my back just completely dived. And along with that, so did my nerves, because I couldn't move. I didn't feel any pain, I just couldn't move, and I was laid there, like, kind of rolled up. And I remember them rolling me over it, and they said, get the ambulance or something like that, and they put me on the stretcher or something, I don't know what it was.
Yeah, because
I remember almost being dropped because I was slanted. I was like, they're going to drop me and this is really going to hurt. And I know my dad came down to see me and I said, Dad, I'm sorry. Because he said, if you get hurt in football, you're done. And I was like, Dad, I'm sorry. And he's like, it's okay. And so I got in the ambulance. And I remember Alex's brother said, oh, God, what did he say?
He was like, God dang it, Will, not again. Or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. It was fine. There was a guy in there with me.
What'd you do this time? That's what he said. Yeah,
there was a guy in there. He was pretty cool. He asked me a couple questions.
Who was it?
I think his name was Kenny or something. Not sure. Something like that.
I know Kenny, but I don't know if...
And maybe. I was in there, and I got to the hospital, and they took me out. And they started cutting my jersey off, and I specifically told them, I said, don't cut my jersey off. But they did anyway. I still have the jersey, which is stolen property. And they started taking my pads off, and I had to go in for an MRI and some other...
God, was that fun? I got an MRI when I went to the hospital. That shit's loud.
Yeah, it's very loud. Very, very, but very loud.
I fell asleep during mine. They kept yelling at me because I kept falling asleep.
Actually, hold on, I'll tell you in a minute, but they came in and they said, all right, we're going to have to do some tests, and... Took a hammer and he hit my knee and I didn't respond at all. And then they started poking up and down the right side of my body. I didn't move at all. My nerves were like dead. They didn't want to do anything. And so they gave me this medicine and whatnot. And then I think it was around that time Alex walked in. And he was the only one that came to visit me. And apparently a lot of players had gotten hurt that night. Because I know Chase had a concussion. Yeah. He couldn't remember who his girlfriend was. For like 3-year-long girlfriend. And he was in the hospital in the room next to me actually. I know our quarterback, Leo, split his thumb open, I think. Uh-huh. Yeah, he, like, literally played the whole game with a split open thumb. And then Coach P arrived.
A lot of people got hurt.
And so they started talking to us, and he said, you want me to go get his stuff? He talked to my parents, so he went and did that. And then I know I went in for the MRI, and they told me it's going to be really loud, so they put these headphones on me, and... I swear to God, my Streamlabs just died. Okay, never mind. It's back on. It, like, froze up for a second. I was about to flip. And they put these headphones on me or whatever. I don't know what they were, earmuffs. And it started going. It was really loud. And I fell asleep. Didn't say anything to me. Didn't you say they yelled at you?
Yeah, they'll know if you fall asleep because, you know, they're constantly asking you questions and stuff. And if you don't respond, they're like, yep, he's asleep. Or he's dead.
I fell asleep instantly. I remember being there for like 5 minutes and then I fell asleep. I was like, I thought to myself, like, yeah, I can last this. I'm not going to fall asleep. And then I was asleep.
The point of the MRI is to check your brain. So, you know, when you're falling asleep, your brain pretty much falls asleep. So they can't do anything about it. So they'll yell at you.
They didn't wake me up at all. If they did, I don't remember. This is where it gets pretty funny. So I woke up. They're like, hey, buddy, how you feeling? I said, I feel fine. And like, and they got really, really mad at me because normally, as a normal human, I tend to lean up when I wake up, right? They didn't want me to do that because if I did, they were afraid I would get paralyzed or something if something was broken. And so they, like, pinned me down, like, with, like, hand on each shoulder. I was like, do not move. And I was like, all right, I'm sorry. And they said, do you need to go to the bathroom? I was like, yeah, sure. And I thought they were joking because the way they said it. And then I realized I was wet, like, all over. I was like,
oh.
I'm soaking wet. I said, did I piss on myself? I literally looked at the doctor and said, did I piss on myself? She's like, no, you're sweaty. It's hot under there. I was like, oh, okay. And so they get me back to my room. They, like, slid me on. Like, I felt like a darn fish coming off of, like, some cargo ship or something. They just slid me down onto my bed. And they're like, here's the urine. I was like, don't I need to stand up? They're like, nope. And they hand me a bottle. I was like, what is this? They're like, you peeing. I was like, I can't even lean.
And they're like, how much force, like...
They said, do you want help? I was like, no, I don't need help. Because my doctor was like this 20-year-old girl. She was like,
I can't. Like, no. You're just like, what you did? Like, I was like, you peed.
I was on some pills because my hip had started hurting at JMH. Yeah. And they, well, see, okay. I left out some parts, okay. I was at JMH for till like 2 a.m., 4 a.m. Then I was awake this whole time. Then they transported me to Nosswanger, which is an hour drive from where I was? Nosswanger Children's Hospital? I think it's about like an hour, 30 minutes.
I'm not sure. Where is it at?
I don't actually know. I just know the name of it. And I fell asleep during this ride, and then I woke up. And it was probably 4 a.m. when I got there. I remember it was pretty cold outside. It felt good, actually, because I was, you know, pinned up and everything else like a dog. And that's when they did the MRI, and then I went to, then I woke up, and they said, do you need pee? And they handed me this bottle. I didn't know what it was. I was like, I can't even lean up. They're like, do you want help? And I said, no, because she was like, I didn't care that they offered help. I was afraid of getting, you know, a stick. While she was helping me, because I'm not gonna lie, she was nice looking, and my computer screen died. Oh, okay, we're good. And I started peeing, right? I was like, I can't see. I don't know if I'm feeling something. I told my parents. I said, look away. And I went under the covers and I pulled my underwear down, and I started peeing. I was like, I don't know if I'm in this or not. If it gets
I made
wet.
My mate in the shower at the hospital.
Wait, did you actually?
Yeah, my mom, when I wasn't able to move, she had to wash me, but when I was actually able to move, I walked in there, I had a shower, and I just peed my knee. I'm not gonna lie, I came...
You what?
I came everywhere. I was so concerned they would find out.
Did you start cleaning?
This is the part where the band director stops listening because he hates us now.
Exactly. this is too much for him, apparently.
He's probably going to ask us, like,
these poor innocent soul will snap in half.
Exactly.
What? No, he knows we're not innocent, dude.
Where was I? I was peeing, I was peeing in the bottle, and... I filled it up, and I swear, it was like probably 2 pints of urine that came out of me, like, no joke.
Right.
That, I swear, looked like McDonald's tea. That's how dehydrated I was. It was brown.
I'm sorry, but you're lagging on my end. You're going, McDonald's tea, and I'm just like, what the fuck?
the urine looked like McDonald's tea. Oh, that's okay. How brown that's it was. I was dehydrated.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, and shut up.
Shut up. You keep lagging.
He's not lagging for me, Alex.
So
when
I did that, I pulled it out, and my face was priceless, I'm assuming, from what my parents said. They were like, you were surprised. I like, my mouth dropped because of how brown it was and how warm. And I put the lid on it, and I looked at the doctor. I said, here.
Now it's laggy.
I shoved it at her, okay? And she's like, okay, thanks. And then I went to bed. And then I was afraid of waking up because I felt as though, you know, I'm a teenager. You know, my hormones are alive. They're alive and moving. And I was afraid of waking up with some mortar wood, you know? And I did. Yeah. And my parents were next to me. I was like, I'm gonna get rid of this. They're going to take the sheet off. They're going to see, because I was still in football pants. My jockey, or what are they? Hey. What girdle, leggings? Not a jockey. He was in a girdle. Leggings. And these are, like, really tight, so you could, like, see everything. And they come in and, like, well, here's this. And they put a neck brace on me. I felt like a giraffe, man. Like, my neck was so elevated, so elonged. I felt like a giraffe, and this thing was uncomfortable. It was itchy. It smelt bad after a while. And they're like, do you want something to drink? I was like, yeah. And they said, you can lean up. I was like, all right. And I leaned up, and they said, what do you want? I said, Gatorade. And I drank, like, 5 Gatorades within, like, 3 minutes. Who's doing that?
That'd be Alex. Oh,
man.
I think it was Logan.
That was you!
But,
Yeah, I had Gatorade when I was in Huntsville, too. I had to have it on ice and chew the ice, because I would have just threw it back up if I drank it.
So this is where irrelevant, it's kind of depressing or kind of sad. What? What?
I don't know. I had an aneurysm. Sorry.
All right, Phoebe.
You just look...
Oh, there goes children.
I'm cutting this out. I have to cut this out. I have to cut that out, or else I'm going to get in a lot of trouble.
Cue Wii Sports theme right there.
I might just add something in there to cut that out. So, at this point, the doctor comes in before they discharge me, and they're like, hey, here's the results. And I had torn every ligament in my neck on both sides. And I had broken my T1, which is at the top of your back. Some T5, which is near the middle of your back. And I had basically, like, destroyed my lower back, like, really badly. They're like, you probably won't play football ever again. And I started crying, like, my eyes out. Like, I'd never cried that much in my life. Because that's all I had looked forward to doing in my life was playing foosball. And
playing my foosball.
And started crying. Foosball. And I got really mad. Like, really
obedience.
Obedience, what? What?
I don't know. I just
this is why you don't do drugs, because you end up like this retard.
I sent some random message to a girl and said obedience.
Was it Madison?
No, it was some girl that randomly added me. I just said obedience. I was like, okay.
So once they told me that, I started crying, like, my eyes out. I got really mad. On the way home, my parents were like, you want anything to eat? And I said, no, I don't want anything. You know, just pouty boy. And, they made me stay home for a while because they gave me this pill, this painkiller, that made you sleep. And this was probably the greatest thing since, like, bagged water, you know? Someone just died.
It was the greatest shit since bagged water. Right, we gotta find an image of bagged water now.
And I, what was you talking about? Oh, yeah, this pill.
Who are you?
I started taking this pill, and it didn't make me fall asleep, but it made me so loopy that I felt like I was asleep. And so I would be playing a game, and I'd just, like, drop my controller out of randomness. Like, I'd be in the middle of a comp game in Overwatch, and I'd just drop my controller and pick it back up, like, oh, okay. But that's pretty much it for me, and then I'd go to school, and I'd
cock weasels.
Because I got called a giraffe, because, you know.
Yeah, you guys go ahead and look at the Discord here in a second.
Oh, my God, stop.
I'm not looking at it. No, I'm not looking at it. Screw off.
Just look at it now.
I'm not looking at it.
And
I'm not looking at it.
It's a giraffe. It's a giraffe.
No.
Oh, my God.
Is that Squidward's house?
What is it?
He's drinking bagged water. That was the first image for when I searched up bagged water.
You know what? I'm out. I'm leaving.
So I go to school, and they call me giraffe, and that really sucked. Walking was very hard as well, because it hurt my back a lot. And that's the end of this episode. Hope you enjoyed.
Just end it there, right? Yeah. I'm a giraffe, and then say, yeah.
You bio?
Did you bile?
All right,
that's had the bile after the cough. All
right, that's probably gonna do it for this episode.
Maybe an aneurysm.
I'm gonna cut that out. Aneurysms on a Tuesday.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of us dying, literally. And we'll see you guys next episode. And don't get too mad, Childress. We know you watch these. We know you adore us.
And, yeah, you watch them 7 times. What do you have to do with your spare time? What the heck, man?
Yeah.
Why would you watch us?
You adore us. And we'll see you guys next time. This has been episode 2 of the.